May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 636. The Sabbath was a day of rest, the day the Lord Jehovah blessed, a lively type of Christ. The labouring poor may venture here, the guilty banish all their fear and lean on Jesus' breast. 636.
Thank you. May we help now in reading together from the most holy word of God, from the first book of Kings, the first book of Kings, chapter 19. First book of Kings, chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with a sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose, and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out and stood in the entering of in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with a sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. So he departed thence and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was ploughing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him, and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, by thee we live and move and have our being. And is it not because of thy mercies, and we have to come like this, it is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, thy compassions fail not. And thou in thy mercy hast lengthened out our little lives here below, to this another Sabbath day. No, yet we cannot say we've been without sin, even in the past moments of our life. And how can we now rightly approach unto one that is holy? But oh, there is that way made. Or was it not, oh, through the precious work and the merits and the shed blood and the satisfied law? There the veil in the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, on that day. And there we have access into the holiest, by and through a precious Christ, a risen Saviour. or that one that now sitteth on the right hand of the Father, our glorious High Priest, our Advocate with the Father, or that same dear man that walked here upon the earth, that had a feeling for us and has a feeling for us in all our infirmities, was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin, but now sitteth at the right hand of the Father interceding for us with those groanings which cannot be uttered. But oh, if it could please grant unto one, and oh, each one, Lord, whether we stand before the people and speak in an audible manner, or it is those silent petitions, oh, they might now be enabled by the Spirit. Oh, the blessed Spirit stirring in us, oh, that which we should speak, and oh, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but oh, they might have the Spirit's aid, the indicted prayer of the Spirit. Oh, each one to come boldly. Oh, to come boldly unto the throne of grace, even at this morning hour. Oh, Lord, do look down then upon us each in mercy. We've been brought through the various scenes of life in the week, those trials and tribulations of the way. And, O Lord, thy word declares it is through much tribulation we shall enter the kingdom. But, O, does not thy word declare also? For thou didst declare it unto thy disciples, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, is not that our hope? That it is so. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, thou hast said, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And all as we are brought into thy courts this day and various scenes of life we are drawn from. Oh, these favours unto poor sinners, blessings. We're unworthy of the least of thy mercies. But oh, when thou wast here upon the earth, thou wast seen sitting, eating with publicans and sinners. And oh, thou wast not ashamed to call them brethren. I believe it is so even this day. Poor sinners before thee, trembling before thee, brought to tremble at thy word. But oh, what a mercy. When thou wast here, thou didst come to seek and to save that which was lost. And oh, what a lost condition we were found in. Oh, we're each born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and who can know it? But oh, can thou not testify, oh, that word. When the word was made sharper than a two-edged sword, it entered in. It was made effectual. That time appointed came, I will work, and who shall let it? Oh, thou didst not leave us to our deadness and darkness. But oh, that time appointed came. That time appointed that rolls on apace, and it will be with each one of thy people that are named in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, not to propose, but call by grace. And oh, what a mercy it was that we were not given the choice in the matter. I will work, and who shall let it? Oh, it might be with one or another this day, here or elsewhere in Zion. Lord, thou knowest how many years oneself we entered into the courts of the Lord. We had no more life than the seat we sat upon. But oh, can we not say now? Oh, there is that desire when we go up to the house of God. There is that living desire, sir, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. O Lord, do then work in each one's heart. Oh, may we not be found wanting at last. But oh, there might be, oh, lifted up out of the miry clay. And our feet set upon the rock, Christ Jesus. O Lord, thou knowest how each one has come into thy court this day. Lord, from the youngest here, the babes in arms, to the very oldest. Lord, thou knowest the desires, those wishes which perhaps seem so weak. Lord, it might be even this day, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still see. Lord, do then remember each one in their peculiar, particular path, the trying scenes of life, the tribulations of the way. One, oh, we gather in hospital, Lord, remember her where she is. And the family also, those that look on, Lord, do hear and answer prayer. Lord, if it could please, you sanctify these things to them. Oh, can we not look back in our own little life? Oh, it was that time appointed. And it was in a hospital bed. When thou didst appear unto one. And we rejoice in it. That hospital bed was made a Bethel unto us. Oh, thou didst put a new song in our mouth. And that which was bitter to the flesh, oh, the flesh disliked the way. But faith approved it well. Lord, do then remember such a one even this day. Lord, thou knowest all that concerns her and the family. But, O Lord, we will bear before thee each one in affliction's path. Lord, thou knowest those that are in age and infirmity, feeling the mud-walled cottage shake. Lord, that thou wouldst draw near unto them, and may they feel that thou art those everlasting arms underneath them. But, Lord, remember us each here, where all we see the families before us, the young and the rising race. O Lord, do put that fear of thy fear in their hearts whilst young in years. Oh, that tender fear in their hearts. Lord, may it please those hedge them about. Oh, there might be that unseen hand upon them. Lord, we can rejoice in that oneself. We can look back to our childhood and youth. Oh, that unseen hand that was upon us. And it was upon us for good. Lord, may it please thee. Oh, do remember then each one, those young ones here, from the very youngest, the babes in arms, to those that are going on into life. And all that might be even whilst young in years, like Samuel of old, brought to know the voice of the Lord God Almighty. But all that might be whilst young in years, they cast their burdens upon thee. Lord, grant them, oh, if there are such, Lord, those encouragements in the way. Lord, we would bear them before thee. We live in dark and evil days. Many things to attract and to distract. Oh, Lord, oneself, we know even our own natural heart. We each need to be kept, but oh, we plead for the young. Oh, keep them. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. But oh, Lord, do grant them each, oh, if it could please, that help in their little paths, in their lives. Lord, remember the parents. Oh, the parents. Oh, thou knowest, oh, the burdens of their offspring. Thou knowest the errands at the throne of grace. Oh, those things which are, oh, perhaps the mothers and fathers and, or even those mothers and fathers in Israel, if we can look at it in that way. There are those enterings into the closet and pouring out their heart before thee concerning their offspring. O Lord, do hear and answer those cries if it could please. But Lord, remember then those that have the families. Lord, we live in difficult days. As we look at the things in the nation, in the nations of the earth, man knows not what to do. Our things seem to get worse rather than better. But oh, thou dost reign. And oh, we read in thy word, and we felt it apply to oneself a number of years ago, now in such a dark place, a difficult place. The gold and silver are thine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. And thou art able to supply all the needs according to thy riches in glory. Oh, do then remember those that bear the heat and burden of the day, those that have families and all those cares and concerns, and all those with those trials, as we may look upon those things and we may wonder how the scene will end. But oh, thou dost reign. And it was those very words we quoted earlier, and we'll quote them again. Oh, when we fell into such a place, we looked upon the things in the nation, in the earth, and we trembled. But thou didst drop in this word, oh, that word, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, only thou canst lift up the drooping head. And oh, thy word, when thou dost speak it, by the Spirit it is, and it is sealed upon the heart, then in all those difficulties in the way, oh, thou dost put the new song in the mouth, we go on our right way rejoicing over what the Lord has done. Is that rejoicing in thee? Oh, do then remember perhaps one even this day, bow down, cannot lift themselves up. But oh, thou art able to speak the word only. When thou dost speak, oh, who then, oh, if thou dost speak peace, who then can make trouble? Oh, Lord, do then remember one, perhaps even this day, bow down. Oh, Lord, may it please thou lift them up with a word. Lord, remember those then. Oh, they draw towards the eventime of life as we pray for those that are unable to come out anymore because of age and infirmity. But, oh, Lord, we often feel ourselves, we fast hasten on to a never-ending eternity. So we are. And how many more days or years of our lives are there left? But, oh, with each one of us, oh, there might be that wrought in our hearts, that desire. Oh, to be taught of thee. Oh, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience clothe, and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Oh, may that be all the desire of each one. O Lord, leave us not then to that which is just a form that hath no power. But all that might be found truly clothed in thy righteousness in that day, when we have to appear before the judgment seat of God. Oh, we'll each have to stand there. But oh, to be standing there clothed in thy righteousness, that neither a spot or a shadow of a spot upon our soul be found. Oh, then we shall, oh, will it not be with each one of the Lord's people in that day? Then loudest of the crowd I'll sing, we'll sing thy redeeming, oh, thy love, thy, oh, thy praises, we shall praise as we ought then. But oh, may we have been able to praise thee a little here below. We know there's imperfection in all those praises, but all not to let thy mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and without praises die. And oh, have we not much to thank thee for? We've each been brought thus far. And oh, brought thus far. Our needs have been supplied, health and strength given sufficient for the day. We can, oh, we acknowledge thou hast not left us. Oh, enable us to raise an Ebenezer to thy praise even this day. Oh, we would then be truly thankful for all thy mercies. And as we've seen those things in the nation, Lord, thou hast sent the rain upon the earth, and as we journeyed here this morning, oh, how we see it is beneficial to the crops of the earth. Oh, thou art merciful. We believe thou dost and hast heard the sighs and cries of the remnant that sigh and cry unto thee for the abominations done in the land. Thou hast heard and answered and be merciful. And as the days go on, may we yet, see once again thy promise true. Oh, concerning seed time and harvest, summer and winter and day and night, cold and heat, these things shall not fail until thou dost return again here upon the earth. O Lord, do remember then each one, as we are gathered now in thy courts. Favour us each together, we've been brought thus far. But there may be that living desire now as we've been drawn aside from the busy scenes of life. Sir, we would see Jesus. To see none other save Jesus only in our midst. O Lord, we would not forget to pray for our land and nation. We are exhorted to pray for those that have the authority over us. Oh, turn us once again and we shall be turned. But, oh Lord, do touch the hearts of those that have the authority over us. Lord, do frustrate their evil designs. Lord, thou knowest those things which they would seek to do. And those things which they would propose to do. But, oh, frustrate them, Lord, we plead. Oh, may there be that heard of that voice of, that still small voice by one or another. Oh, no heart is too hard for thee to touch. No, Lord, we may look upon these things and we tremble. But do touch their hard hearts, Lord, frustrate their evil designs. Lord, do remember the Queen and the royal family. O Lord, we would thank thee for preserving them thus far, but there might be that wrought in their hearts also more than notion. Something must be known and felt. Oh, may it please thee then to so work mightily in their hearts. But Lord, do remember us now. And all thy servants have gone forth to labour this day, here and elsewhere, this land and elsewhere. Throughout the earthly ball. Lord, do bless their labours. Send forth thy word. May it be, O Lord, in this day, a day in Zion, a day of rejoicing over what the Lord has done. There might be a day of good tidings when one or another, may it please thee, O Lord, when the mouth of the dumb shall speak forth thy praise, one brought to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. But remember Zion. Strengthen those things which remain, of those things which are ready to die. But Lord, help us now. Lord, we need that help. We have to cry, Lord, help me, undertake for me. We are but an empty vessel, but pour in that we may pour out. may be seen their little treasure in earthen vessels of thee, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of ourselves. But oh, remember us now. Favour us together. Speaker and hearers alike. Send none empty away. Oh, if a crumb, a little gathering in the field of the heavenly Boaz. But oh, if it could please him. Oh, let fall those hands full of purpose. To one, some poor Ruth, has ventured in this day. We plead these things, pleading for Christ's sake. Pleading for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss. Amen.
Hymn 1055. Come ye souls by sin afflicted, bowed with fruitless sorrow down, by the broken law convicted, through the cross behold the crown. Look to Jesus, mercy flows through him alone. 1055.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention. The verse, or the portion of the verse, which seemed to, in my need and felt groaning before the Lord on the past day, in the morning at the beginning of the day, we found in 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 7. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." The 1 Kings chapter 19, but especially the last part of that verse 7, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee," but the whole verse, because it, the angel of the Lord came and touched Elijah when in that place of great need. The angel of the Lord came and touched him again the second time and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." Nor was my, I felt on the past days of the week, there's that burden of the work and the burden of going to stand up in the Lord's name. And oh, how we feel at times to tremble so at it, feeling our weakness, feeling our unworthiness. And oh, as we sat down together at home, dear one, oneself in the past, on the Saturday morning, or pleading unto the Lord, groaning, being burdened, this word dropped in. I believe it's by the Spirit, and it's remained with me. And I believe the Lord works in his servants, those whom he will send forth to speak. They speak as they handled and tasted and felt of the word of life. Oh, if it was not so, then there'll be no profit, no savour unto anyone that comes up with a desire to hear, if it was just in an academic way. But oh, we try to speak, and yet, as we said, as much trembling in it. Oh, if it was easy in that way, we could just look through the Word of God and take a portion that we felt was, as it were, we perhaps, how can we put it? But oh, how easy our nature would if it could. But it's not so. Oh, the Word of God, when we look through it, and I felt on the past days as we looked through the Word of God, it seemed that it was just words upon a page. And as the week went on, so as our burden became greater and greater. And yet, I believe the Lord has shown me in the past, I believe great and wonderful things has wrought in my path. And yet, how much like Elijah. Oh, Elijah, what was shown unto him, and he saw, and he was, as it were, one that was there right at those very times when it was manifest who was a real God, the true God. And that a sign which was when before the prophets of Baal, and those things which took place before that, you read it at your leisure. But oh, Elijah, in one he had been brought to see, he'd been in his path, he had seen these things. Or as we've read, I read at home a little of that portion concerning that, where concerning the prophets of Baal. That wondrous work there. Yet in the very next chapter, where do we find Elijah? Or as Ahab went and told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Well, it was not Elijah that done it, but that's what Ahab told unto his wife Jezebel. He wasn't going to, as it were, acknowledge that it was Almighty God. Almighty God had done it. And Elijah, oh, he saw that. It was manifest to him. But all now brought into such a place. When, Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. When he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. Fleeing. As he heard those tidings and that which came to his ears. And is it not so with us at times? It was so oneself, there's a remembrance of those things which the Lord had done, but always seemed to be the power of God. We're brought to much trembling. I don't say I went as far as what Elijah here, that he requested for himself that he might die. But always at him, it came to my mind, and I looked it up again before we came away this morning. But oh, do we not often come like this? This hymn of medleys. Weary of earth, myself and sin. Dear Jesus, set me free. That's Elijah in this way. There's that weariness of earth. Weariness of earth, himself and sin. And oh, are we not, is not a child of God often brought here? Weary of earth, myself and sin, dear Jesus, set me free. And to thy glory take me in, for there I long to be. All those things of this life, and perhaps there have been those things in your path in the past weeks and months. You've known those times when the Lord has been merciful. There have been those times of great deliverance. Yet brought to such a place as this. Weary of earth, myself and sin. Dear Jesus, set me free. Elijah here went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself he might die. No doubt to be with the Lord. Oh, I don't doubt that. Oh, is it not so as we journey in the wilderness here below, those that have been brought upon? We see we have no continuing city here, and it's very much a wilderness world to us now. And at times, as that by faith we look to that which is to come. Oh, we're not always there. We're not always there. We're not always in that frame of mind, but all. Weary of earth, myself, and sin. Dear Jesus, set me free, and to thy glory take me in, for there I long to be. Burdened dejected and oppressed. Burdened, dejected and oppressed. Elijah was. They're longing again for the Lord to appear. Oh, when he makes all his goodness pass before us in the way, then we rejoice. But oh, we can look back to those times. There's a little sweetness in it, but oh, we long for the Lord to appear again. Burdened, dejected, and oppressed. Ah, whither shall I flee? But to thy arms for peace and rest. For there I long to be. Or is it that which is in your pathway even this day? You're brought here like Elijah. Oh, what rises up against the child of God? Sin and Satan, the world. And what a mighty foe it is. What a mighty foe. I believe is that we may not, as we said, speak the language quite as Elijah spake here. But we verily feel, oh, as we look by faith to that which is to come, that which the Lord has prepared for his people, that resting place, that which, oh, no more the storms of life there, but we have a path to walk out. No, did not Job say when he was brought to that place, everything was taken away from him. Satan was permitted to touch all that he had. But he could say in this, he knoweth the way that I take. But oh, sometimes, oh, when we cannot perceive the Lord on our right hand or on our left, behind or before, we're in those dark places when the adversary of souls rises up against us. We need the Lord to speak. And when he speaks, it is his word we feed upon. It is this that we eat and drink, Christ. We cannot live by bread alone. It is by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. And so it is with a poor child of God. And what a mercy it is we have the word of God, as we spoke to one before we entered into the vestry. And he quoted, and I looked it up. I had to look it up. Quoted, and it was, trust in this way, and we believe it is so when we speak one to another. Sometimes there's that. When the word of God is made, that which is meat and drink unto us, weary in the way. One quoted this verse to me, found in Psalm 71. I will go in the strength of the Lord God, I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. And oh, how it seemed to lift up in one's spirit, oneself. Oh, that crumb that does us good. We're not worthy of the least of his mercy, but if we have a crumb that falls from the master's table, it will be like this, arise and eat. Because the journey is too great for thee. Oh, as we spoke in prayer, we have this one to whom we can go. What a mercy it is. This one that walked here upon the earth was verily God, verily man, eternal Son of God, who took upon himself a body and nature like unto our own, but without sin. But oh, that pathway he walked here below. He knows what temptations mean, for he has felt the same. Oh, as a one bowed down with temptation. Bowed down with temptation. The adversary at your right hand to resist you. You feel like Elijah here. Oh, that adversary of souls coming in like that mighty foe, you feel your fall to rise no more. But oh, what a mercy it is. This same dear man in heaven now reigns, sitting upon the right hand of the Father, interceding for us with those groans which cannot be uttered. But oh, when he speaks, as we said in prayer, that portion at the end of Matthew's Gospel, oh, when I was brought into such a place, I wondered where the scene would end. Those things about me, those things in the pathway, as well as a mighty foe stirring up all sorts of thoughts to go with it as well. The Lord dropped in these words under that felt need. And it is in this way we arise and eat. Oh, touched him. He touched Elijah here. Rise and eat. And so the Lord touched me that day, and he spake in this way, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, perhaps as one then feels me very much in that place, like I was then. No man to help. Can't lift yourself up without any strength, bowed down. Weary and ready to faint in the way, feeling you'll die. But when he drops a word in, I believe it's in this way, that word you'll eat, or you'll feast upon that word. Rise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. We verily feel it so, the journey is too great for us. Now when the Lord brought me into the exercise of the work of the ministry, and we know at times we speak of those things which were the Lord led us in that way, and we trust we should speak in that way to his honour, to his glory. But when brought, oh, it was made known. Oh, how I trembled. Trembled before the Lord. Trembled at the thought of going before, to stand up in his name before the people. And the adversary. Oh, the adversary whispered many things into my very soul, into my heart, and into my soul, and oh, the soul, the living soul, but oh, the weak flesh. The adversary knows where to touch us. We're brought to a place where we We have no strength of our own, but oh, do we not in it? When the Lord appears, we give him all the praise and all the glory. And when it was made known, when this word dropped in on my spirit as I tried to speak from this day, my mind was taken back to this word that the Lord spake, I believe it was. Brought to feel it in this way also, that it was at meat and drink. So the Lord prepares for his people to enable them to walk in the way of his commands. Such was that which I felt on that morning, on the Monday morning following the week in which it was made known. Oh, how I sat upstairs and I trembled from head to foot. I verily feel that even that language would have come into my, if I had been able to turn to it then, I could have spoken as Elijah spake here. He requested for himself that he might die. And said, it is enough, O Lord, now, O Lord, take away my life, for I'm not better than my fathers. We read a little further on in that chapter before I quote these words that it's that still small voice. It was not in those signs, it was not in the strong wind, and it was not in the earthquake, and not in the fire, but that still small voice. Is it not often so in that still small voice? The Lord touches upon the arm. The Lord touches, whether it's on the arm or where, but the Lord touches. And says, arise and eat. And it is that word that's made meat and drink to enable us to go on in the way. And we go in the strength of it many days. Well, as I said, when it was made known concerning that, oh, sent forth to stand up upon the walls of Zion, I felt as Moses. Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Well, as I said, I sat on the bed and I looked at the calendar. Still small voice. The adversary, or perhaps one, even in that way, has been a word, even on a calendar, and the adversary said, oh, that's only on the calendar, but it's a still small voice. It's the word of the Lord, and when it's made precious, you'll know it's the word of the Lord. But I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And these words were on the calendar. The Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Oh, I felt it was like this. And he lay down and slept under the juniper tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. But again, the second time it was so. And oh, how on the next day I still trembled. I trembled again. And felt if I could undo all that had been said or taken place, I would do so. I tore the calendar off again, not realizing that something, oh, not in that way, but oh, absent-mindedly tore the calendar off again. And the very words were this, now therefore go, and I'll be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. We went in the strength of them many days. But is it not again and again we need the Lord to appear? And I believe in this way then the Lord appeared for me on the past day and dropped this word in, and it brought back to remembrance former blessings, former times of deliverance. Oh, he knows the way you take. He knows the way that I take. But that in Corinthians, I believe it is, there's a proving of this, that we have no sufficiency of ourselves. We prove this. Perhaps this is a word for one. Perhaps some poor trembling sinner, even this day. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And you'll have to prove it also. Oh, if we had not these times and places we're brought into, and we had, as it were, we had no need. We felt we had all strength and power of our own. Oh, what would soon rise up? I know it would soon rise up in my heart, but pride. That haughty monster pride. But we have to prove, and we're brought again and again to prove his sufficiency. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. That verse, it just took my eye just then. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions. Persecutions, Elijah knew of that. Distresses, knew of that also. Oh, what distress he must have felt. Yes, we said what things were, he saw with his own eyes. And not so long prior to that. But that is a child of God's pathway, the going again and again. Going again and again, looking unto Christ, who is the author and finisher of the faith. We have to go again and again. My grace is sufficient for thee. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. But unto a child of God, and one, perhaps even if we speak in this way, one wrought upon even now, they feel their need as a sinner. They've been brought to this place, the more I strove against sin's power, I sinned and stumbled, but the more. Brought to this place, when you need, Jesus, to reveal himself to you. back to my poor little life, and when the Lord first called me by grace and began that work, to deepen that work. Oh, how great the journey seemed to be. The more we strove against sin's power, we sinned and stumbled, but the more. But oh, we're brought down at his feet, with nothing in our hands to bring, simply to his cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress, and fouler to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. That longing for that word, to feast upon him, when he makes himself known unto you as a precious Saviour. When through his word, by the Spirit taking the word, Spirit of truth, come down, reveal to me the things of God, make to me salvation known and witness with the blood. Oh, to a trembling child of God, one wrought upon, oh, wrought upon by the Spirit, brought to feel their need as a sinner. You'll find it there, oh, the journey is too great for thee. You'll want the revelation of a precious Christ. I believe the Lord, oh, so wrought in my heart that desire that it should be so, longing for it. None but Christ can do a sinner good. Lord, when he revealed himself, then was at eating and drinking upon a precious Christ and what he had done. And oh, some of us will sit round the table and a short while, we partake of those emblems again, remembering the broken body and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, feeling our need as sinners again and again. And now what a mercy it is, the word of, oh, there's that exhortation to this, do in remembrance of me. We do it in that way, in a monthly way. But oh, how often we feel the journey is too great for us. We feel that need as a sinner again, longing for these things. We, oh, more than sign, more than substance, but the sign, oh, to see Christ in it. The only one that can do us any good. Time has nearly gone. But oh, the might, oh, some of us as we gather around the table, might be even there to rise and eat. We might rejoice again in what the Lord has done. Poor wretched worms of the earth we feel to be. But oh, to feel that touch. Oh, that seemed to soften my heart also. The angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him. Oh, to feel his touch, to see his smile. And oh, then as we would then seek to partake of these things, there might be that again. That taste of that which, oh, a precious Christ revealed unto a sinner. And he has fought the fight, the battle won, the victory gained. And that word, it comes to mind again. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, a man that is my fellow. Oh, when we think upon that, is that not also meat and drink unto the Lord's people? Oh, if it had not been that, we would have to face that sort of divine justice also. but the Lord of life and glory. For that number that no man can number, those elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Oh, some of the most unworthy worms of the earth. Mary Magdalene, out of whom was cast seven devils. Manasseh, oh, when we read of Manasseh, what a path he walked until that was wrought in his heart. But oh, to be led to Calvary to see that which took place there. Or to be led to the Garden of Gethsemane, to Calvary, but also to view the empty tomb. Is there not meat and drink unto a trembling sinner? And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. The angel of the Lord came the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." We'll leave it there. May the Lord add his blessing and forgive all that's been amiss. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amount to £625, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Burgess now hopes to administer the Lord's Supper and also to address the Sunday School this afternoon. God willing, Mr. Wheatley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Charles Woolboys next Lord's Day. And I would just say that we were favoured to visit Mr. Broome on Thursday afternoon, and he sends his love and wishes to be remembered to everybody at Swavesey. He is, although rather weak, says he's gaining strength, and he was enabled to preach last Lord's Day morning and hopes to again today. May the Lord continue to help strengthen him and raise him up once more. May we close with hymn 925. Peace by his cross as Jesus made, the church's everlasting head. O'er hell and sin has victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. 925.
Thank you.
brought us now to the close of the service here, and some now will gather round the table to partake of those emblems of thy sufferings and thy death, thy shed blood and thy broken body. O Lord, do help us each, but all come up with us again at the evening hour, if it could please, and also in the afternoon with the young people. Lord, we need that help all in each part of divine service, whatever it may be. Oh, grant that help. But, O Lord, may it please you to take something which is truly of thee and seal it upon the heart of some poor trembling sinner. Oh, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. Oh, thou knowest how each one may be found in that pathway. And oh, thou hast drop in, oh, that crumb of mercy, a sip from the well of salvation, arise and eat. Oh, put the new song in the mouth, that may rejoice in thee. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.